Blog Talk Radio.
Whenever they say you aren't, take the tea off. I remember when they told me I wouldn't be famous. Now my dream and reality is simultaneous. And work your own way to the top. If they put you on the pedestal, they could take you off. And there's a higher level than the top. You gotta make more, don't make do with what you got. Yeah, so go and get it in, sunny. Not everybody gets a second chance of getting money. Or even getting lucky. So you gotta feel the hunger in your tummy.
I'm always pushing myself to the limit, making sure I stay ahead. You made me who I am from the words you said. Some people have to learn. Some people wait to turn. Some people, but not me. Some people have to fight. Some people give the light. Some people don't believe.
Couldn't get a pushing when you needed a shove, but your buttons they be pushing. So now they tryna trust him. It's only you believing in you. They turn you into a bastard then moan when you're rude. Attitude a little out of tune, but that's how champions move. Yeah, so go and get it in, sunny. Not everybody gets a second chance of getting money or even getting lucky. So you gotta feel the hunger in your tummy.
I'm always pushing myself to the limit.
I guess you're on your own. Build a foundation with the bricks they throw. In a black and white world, two colors show. Change if you want, everybody grows. And life's like an ill, but try and get a hold. Opinions ain't fact, take them in and let them go.
You made me who I am.
Saturday, man, and we're always looking for new hosts, you know what I'm saying, to rock with us, man,
And we're moving on to some new ventures and stuff, man. Summertime, we're getting the interviews ready. So, you know what I'm saying? Let's pump it up. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of things are going on, man. June 18th, it goes down. Your girl, that's going to be hosting for your girl, Sarah Keys, the model. She got the hot release party for a website, so I'm going to be in the building. DJ Lady Blaze on the ones and twos. It's going to be hot. It's going to be crazy. See you there. There's a lot of things going on, man. It's summertime just around the corner. People done graduated. Salute to all those graduates out there. We in the building, man. Lush Radio Online, man. We're going to talk a little bit about Lil Wayne. My man getting sued again. Pay the royalty rights. We're going to talk about that, man. Shout out to allhiphop.com for that information. Also, you know what I mean? Also, follow us on Twitter at Lush Radio Online, at Future Guru 100. I'm going to go to the line, man. I'm going to talk with my man, Future Guru 100. We're going to tell some cats to get out of here. Guru, what's popping? Shizzle?
Eating? All my listeners out there, man, Lush, you know, I just want to say that we appreciate all the love, you know, that we're getting out there. You know, I just want to say one thing, that the whole team is strong, so shout out to ME2K, shout out to TDI, shout out to my moms who be listening. She should be like, y'all heard the show. I be calling, yo, whoa, damn. I mean, you know, I call and see how she's doing. She told me she heard the show, so you know what, shout out to Mom Dukes right now. That's on the real. My mom is listening. Shout out to my mom. I don't even know she be listening. She be listening. So that's a good look right there. You know, my mom's love Lush. I'm going to tell y'all right now, my mom's loving Lushy Lush. She always asks how Lush doing. You know what I'm saying? I check in with my mom, you know, a couple times out the week. So she say, how Lush doing? So that's love right there. You know what I'm saying? So, like, shout out to Buzzy. You know what I mean? But I got to shout out two of my dudes that I'm rocking with right now, because they got the big beat battle going down, you know, in NYC on 625. So shout out to Sir Smooth a lot and Silly De Niro. You can follow them, and you can also follow, you know, Beat Battle NYC on Twitter, and get the information. It's going down. Lazy K in the building. I Am Mike White in the building. Believe Buddha the Future in the building. I Standard in the building. Maya the Beat hosting. So that's a big event. It's going down at Fashion 40 on June 25th. So get up on that. Sir Smooth a Lot Twitter is Sir_Smooth-A-Lot, like Smooth a Lot. So y'all make sure y'all check that out. It's really going down. I want to give a shout out to Lush for being able to let me, you know, put my people onto the network. And, you know, one of my producer dudes that, you know, signed up with me, you know, he joined Lush Radio Online, man. Y'all need to log on. It's members over there. Lush members is popping, man. She coming up and moving through that joint on that joint. LushRadioOnline.com. If you're a producer, you need to join. If you're an artist, you need to join. Let us know you join. If you're on Twitter, you might get some promo. Because I love Lush. I love Lushy Lush.
Wow. Word.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, shout out to Coast to Coast DJs. Mixtapes is teamed up with Hip Hop Weekly. So, y'all artists need to get y'all stuff in, man. If y'all want to get in that magazine, man, you know, coasttocoastmixtapes.com, you know what I'm saying? And the price is $250, you know what I mean? You can get on that joint, you know what I'm saying, and get your ad up in there and be a featured artist up on that joint. So, you know what I'm saying? Check them out. The deadline is Wednesday, June the 15th, you know what I'm saying? If you want to be featured in their magazine, it's $250, man. So, holler at them. Know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. One of the producers that just joined.
Hip-Hop Weekly. It's in newsstands all over the place, man. Newsstands all over the place, man.
The producer that just joined your site, Lush, is A_S_PROD. Like, you know what? I gave him a big shout-out just because, you know, that's what we want. We want people in our network to join LushRadioOnline.com, man. You know, get the numbers up. Get in that network. The network is looking real strong. She's way ahead of the game. She got a beautiful website, LushRadioOnline.com. You know, I got to put it out there. I ran across Ashley's page today, so shout out to Miss Photographic, who support us with any type of graphics we may need. You know, shout out to Ashley. Word up. I love the look over there at LushRadioOnline.com. You better get involved, man.
Definitely. Shout out to Ashley, man. If you calling in, man, you live on Lush Radio Online, man. You're the hottest, the hostess with the mostest. Your girl, Lushy Lush, and your man, Future Guru, representing the Jersey area. We in the DMV, man. It's hot as hell. Crazy weather right now. If you're not in Central Air, I don't know what's wrong with you, because it's sweating monkey balls out here right now, son. But call in, man. Shout out where you from, man, and tell us how are you dealing with the heat, man, because the heat wave is crazy, man. For real. You got a caller from the 443. That look like B-More. What up, though? What up, B-More? 443. Okay, I guess you just listening. Stay on there and just listen with us and rock out, man. Lush Radio Online, man. How are you dealing with the heat over there, Guru?
AC and a cold drink, you know what I'm saying? I ain't playing. I'm eating, too, so pardon me. I'm eating, man. I'm always hungry, man. I'm hungry online. I'm hungry in the house. Right now,
you hungry
I'm
all day. 24 hours a day, son. You hungry
I'm
all
a wolf,
day.
Man. I'm a wolf.
We're going to try one more time. 443, what it do, baby? State your name. Where
Bless.
You calling from?
Bless.
What
DJ
up? Who this?
This DJ from BMO, baby.
What up, DJ? What's popping with you? Popping. You know what I'm saying?
Hey.
BMO in the building. What's popping, famo?
Ain't shit. I ain't heard from you in a minute. Just showing some love, that's all.
That's what's up, man. You know what I'm saying? How are you dealing with this heat and this weather right going on in the DMV? Because it's sweating monkey balls out there, man. You know what I mean? I know it hit 104 the other day. How you dealing with it?
You know, I'm a cool cat, so you know what I mean? I don't sweat and perspire like most niggas under pressure. So, you know what I mean? I just lay back and let it do what it do.
That's some real hot stuff right there, you know what I'm saying? That's DJ right there rocking with us, man. You know what I'm saying? And he's doing this one, too, you know, throwing parties and stuff out there in the Baltimore area. But we rocking right now. DJ, stay on the line with us, though, because we're talking about a whole bunch of things today, man. You know what I'm saying? Lush Radio Online, man. We popping and we rocking. And we got some new music from Rick Ross. It was sent over to me, my boy Prince. You know, he always send us the interviews with Triple C's and everything, so... We got some new music from Rick Ross, and we got some new music that was sent over from Guru, from a new producer, and you know what I mean. We got Tev McClain live in the building with us, rocking on Lush Radio Online. So we got to keep it popping, rocking. But I want to take it back to an old school jump off right here, man. Camp Low, you know what I'm saying? Everybody want that Luchini, man. Get that Luchini.
This is it, what? Luchini pouring from the sky, let's get rich, what? The Jiki Vance sugar dime, can't quit, what? Now pop the cork and see the Vega and get lit, what? Introducing Phantom of the Dark, walk through my hazard with levitation from reefers, drenching defense and these seven showboating with rugas, flash vines, Belafonte Jigger. Let's get forward this first as we confiscate your figures.
Chasing over ground, levitating Jiki and our cheekies, a Lahada car, 54, chasing diamond, running headed ice band. The big killer diamond convention, Harlem Buck strut, breathing world heights, Hollywood, Madam Butterfly. Let me in your house, the pleasure from the knuckle swap, shadow boxes catching black eye blue.
I play the thief, what? Sensations at the Monte Carlo, screaming Chiba, fulfilling pleasures in my castle, blow the smoke out. The Garza Vega substitutes when the Dutch is gone. The load don't stop, give me shouts at the season. Sauteers, two players for swerving no corners. We magnets to moolah, living with Charlie's angels on us. No smiling when sliding, that gets you caught up in the octa or dead if we're moving. It's just like that as we proceed.
Saturday night special, better take it light. You Jaja, you're the Capitan. Quest to the coast, the Key Largo, wire the chain gang. Keep your ears out for Roy Ayers, sip the fountain blue, house of bamboo, paradise.
This is it, what? Luchini pouring from the sky, let's get rich, what? The Jiki Vance sugar dime, can't quit, what? Now pop the cork and see the Vega and get lit, what? This is it, what? This is it, what? Luchini pouring from the sky, let's get rich, what? The Jiki Vance sugar dime, can't quit, what? Now pop the cork and see the Vega and get lit, what? What? What?
Falling sparrow. morals, heard the seas of Black Caesar that convinced her silky days, satin nights, taking flight, down a going, sweet sensation, Spanish flying with the lady Scarface, bottoms up, sunshine, love potion number
and we hailing from the magic city, transcending sweeter on your aura, Fantini in London, relaxation in Bora Bora, got notion to bring it, sing it, never been my function, stoning, robbing, we heisting merchandise and gunning, love it, leave it, but bless the war chief for his bison, get it, got it, the low will forever be nice.
Yeah, the sunny fever, he be sippin' on my red duh. They get you great, cause he be sippin' on my red duh. We flip the tri-state, draped in the satin vine. This coolie hijack pack from the sugar shack. Then what we do after we sip the armor red duh? We start the Harlem River quiver, diggin' sweet daddy. Chopping the crimson blade, hot Sierra serenade. Anatomy for seduction, be this
yeah,
ebony
as junk. We exit the place with grace, jersey armor rather than bursting the clouds. It pours, everything seems better on flats with love. We move only in the mist, it's slow, it's life, and we can't get enough
yeah,
of this.
This is it, what? Luchini pouring from the sky, let's get rich, what? The GG pops and sugar dimes, can't quit, what? Now pop the cork and see the bigger and get lit, what? This is it, what? This is it, what? Luchini pouring from the sky, let's get rich, what? The GG pops and sugar dimes, can't quit, what? Now pop the cork and see the bigger and get lit, what? This is it, what? This is
yeah,
it, what?
But he be sippin' on my red duh. The Geechee bitches, he be sippin' on my red duh. The Joe Chink, he be sippin' on my red duh. The Chiquita Kid, he be sippin' on my red duh. We got Ice-T, Fumanti, we're on my red duh. And then my man Ill Will sip on my red duh. And then my man Cab in the night sippin' that. We slide through the tri-state with the hi-hat. And then I float side to side in my coolie high. And then I do something with the Spanish fly, yeah. And then I float down south with the boogie flat. And then I slide up in between the sticky foot off and all of that, yeah.
Yeah, this is your boy Batman, beer promoter, CEO of Dark Knight ENT, official street promotion. Yeah. You're now tuned in to LustRadioOnline.com, the hottest online radio show out. You already know what it is. Roll with the winners. Pow.
And pow, right back at you, man. Shout out to my boy out there. You know what I'm saying? Batman doing his thing on a hard body promo. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to everybody that's doing their thing out there, man, and staying cool out there, man. Because it's very, very hot outside. But, so, your man Lil Wayne, we got some new music from Rick Ross sent to us. And, you know what I mean? It's a lot of things going on. Kim Kardashian, you know, she had to go and get engaged to another basketball player like her sister did. I don't know what's up with that, but, you know, they've been talking about prenups and all that stuff. You know, Kim's worth more money than the basketball player, so, you know what I'm saying? She's trying to keep her goods and everything to herself. She's trying to spend his money, not him spending her money. Y'all know what it is, man. Lil Wayne sued for $1 million, you know what I'm saying, for the Carter 3. This is the second lawsuit in a week, man. My man's not paying his royalty rights. You know what I'm saying? First producer, you know what I'm saying, playing skills, filed a lawsuit against Lil Wayne at the U.S. District Court in South Southern District of New York because of the Got Money, you know what I'm saying, which was a hit, you know, featuring T-Pain, you know what I'm saying? And he sued him for $1 million. Still ain't getting no royalties, so he's suing them again. There was another producer, David Kirkwood, who also sued Young Money and Cash Money for $1.5 million in royalties for the Carter 3. And now you got you had another guy named Diesel who sued for $20 million, you know what I'm saying, unpaid royalties in 2010. While the producer Bangladesh sued the rapper as well in 2010, like, it's mad people suing this dude, like, my dude, you got mad dough, son. Pay these cats their royalty rights, man. Or do you owe cash money? What's really going on? But anyway, we're going back online, and you're going to talk to some people. We're going to talk to Guru, and we got my man, Spokesman, Mr. Exit 9 live in the building. What a do, Spokesman?
What's going on? Yeah. How you feel?
I'm feeling great, man. I'm live here with my boy Guru. What's poppin', folks?
Not much, man. You know, just I was on my 1-2, you know what I'm saying, recording, and I was just like, you know, I seen you say we live, so I said, let me go, you know what I mean, check in, because I ain't heard, you know, the show in a minute and talk to her in a while, so let me holler at her. So, yeah, you know.
That's what's up, folks. That's what's up, folks. But if y'all don't know, Spokes is a good dude. Spokes does all the commercial drops and everything like that. He's a perfectionist at that. And on top of that, he also does radio also sometimes. And he, you know what I'm saying, he's a real good dude. He's the man with the plan, and he knows a lot of people in the industry. He's definitely one of those guys that you definitely need to keep in your pocket, for real.
I'll definitely give you your money after the show for saying that. Thank you. yeah. But, I mean, nah, man, you know, I appreciate the fact that you respect it, you know what I mean? You know what it is, so, hey, man.
That's what it is. So, Spokes, what you think about, you know, my man Lil Wayne not paying the royalty rights, man? What's good with that?
Okay, the thing about this, is that because he is who he is as an artist, it's going to get a lot of attention, but I will guarantee you, he's not the only artist doing it. All of them do it. Producers. If you give a major artist a beat, don't do it without your lawyer present. You can't just give them music because y'all are cool. Ask Lex Luger, and that's a whole nother show. Now, basically, you know what I mean? My thing is, if you're a producer, you know what I mean, and you got an A-list celebrity who claims to have all the money in the world, it don't really matter what they're claiming. If they, you know, if you know they're getting money and you're just giving them beats, you deserve to not get your royalties, simply because you got to protect yourself. You got to protect yourself. You know what I mean? Whole time, if I'm a dude on the stroll, you know what I mean, and I'm trying to buy some, I'm going to put a condom on. Same concept. You have to protect yourself. So, yeah.
My man saying put on a rubber.
Exactly.
When it comes to this, to rubber on. Put your Jimmy hat on.
Exactly.
Put your raincoat on, man.
Double baggage. You don't know where he been. Fuck you mean.
He might be filthy. Protect
exactly.
yourself. You know what
I'm saying? Producers just giving away beats because it's like, oh, I want to get on, I want to get on, I want to get on. And it's funny because some of them dudes you just named, these guys, are they're accomplished as producers, and they still just giving boys beats. I don't understand it.
I don't know, man. Producers. Check yourself before you wreck yourself. And this is a guy right here that got millions and billions, trillions of dollars. And
so
I mean, if you're not, but this is the same thing we've been talking about all these years. You know, I mean, Spokes been on doing this joint as long as I have. You know what I'm saying? Even longer. And we've been talking to people like, yo, protect yourself in this game. How you guys accomplish producers and y'all allow somebody like this to get away with this anyway in the first place? How?
It's crazy. It's crazy, man. You know what I mean? But
crazy.
Hey, man, you know what? It's gonna keep happening, and you know the lawyers gonna stay in business because of fools like that. So hey, man, the lawyers ain't mad. You know what I'm saying? Because they taking off you dummies. It is what it is.
For sure.
Definitely. Google, how you feel about that, Google?
Well, I'm going to totally agree with what he said. Like, these artists are basically not informed, and they need to be informed. So even how you got to get lawyered up, that's one of the most important parts of the equation right there. So if you really want to say, oh, he cool, at the end of the day, your money ain't going to be cool. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So, yeah, I mean, the most important thing about this is people. If you're dealing with the majors, if you're dealing with somebody and you just really want to get on that bag, you looking thirsty as ever. So you're going to get exactly what you deserve if you don't follow the proper procedures and handle your business. I'm going to tell you a real quick story about Diddy and how he jacked Jazzo out of some money because it's you know, I heard it, you know, very layman's terms. He got jerked out of like $75,000 off the top. Now, he got his money and his royalties, but they took money out saying, oh, we had to take this money out because of a sample that wasn't cleared. And he know damn well he didn't use a sample. But it was only two people that had anything to do with that record besides Jazzo. And you know, being that this music changed hands and somebody was responsible for distributing the music and distributing the checks, they took a cut out of this man's money, $75,000, but he didn't sweat that because he was already getting money off other ventures in that same project. Like, so, like, people got their hands in your cookie jar, like, even before it's open. You know what I'm saying? Like, people need to realize how this business works, man. Industry rule number 4080, man. Record company people are shady. So you got to really put yourself in the right position and make sure your team is strong and make sure your legal team is strong. Don't give up no beat because you cool. Cause
things like that is
cool,
the reason why I don't rap, bro.
You don't got your ASCAP or your BMI or your sound exchange business right. Yo, you're going to get ate up.
I'm too emotional for somebody to be taking $7,500 of my money. I don't give a damn how much I'm making.
$75,000.
But you know what? You just made it worse. I'm too emotional for that. No. I'm going to kill me somebody. No.
Yeah, you see? So that's really, he chalked it up as a loss. He knew who he was dealing with. You know, I mean, hey, man. Diddy Dirty Money. Now, that's the name of his latest group. I ain't hating on Diddy. Diddy's the man.
Rob me anytime, Diddy.
I got to put it out there, man. Just watch yourself. Like, this is a millionaire. You understand? So, like, if a millionaire going to do you dirty, don't you think somebody that's only working with a few stacks is going to do you dirty? They want the whole shebang. They trying to come up, man. And they're going to come up off you. Trust me.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, yeah. It's crazy. Another thing in the news, man, it's a lot of ball players. Since we're talking about, it's a lot of ball players that I respect. It's a lot of ball players that came in the game and had the opportunity, like LeBron or like Jordan, to really take their business to the next level, right? Mm-hmm. But why did they get messed up? Because of broads. And because of their stupidity, because they was feeling themselves. One, the number one dude that everybody loved the most, AI, Allen Iverson. And you know what happened to this fool? He wants to come back in the league. For real.
He's finished.
You know what he says? He says, quote, unquote, just give me a training camp. Maybe I rubbed people the wrong way as far as saying the things I said in my life and my career. But if any team needs me to help them to win the championship in any capacity, I'm waiting. Wow. Wow. Come on now.
That makes me sad.
That
sounds like a crackhead
No, that really, really makes me sad, yo. Like, he did it to himself.
He sounds like a dope thing.
He took it for granted, huh? He took the ability to be in the NBA and play at the level that he was playing at. He took it for granted, and now he's reaping what he's sown all these years. And it's sad to watch, because I remember when he came out of college, man, everybody loved this guy. He's a legend. He did it to himself. It's sad.
He destroyed his own self, his own career, and his own image by being a fucking asshole. He was an asshole.
He was
you
also
a
drunk, though, too. So
He was. And he was using some. Because I don't see how you could throw your whole career and you was getting endorsements and everything. How could you throw all that away? And then the other person that blew me, that had a chance to take it to the next level, and my man, to me, I feel like he's really done. He can still be playing whatever. My man Kobe. My man Kobe had a chance. He messed it up with the chicks, with all the stupidness. I mean, Kobe done went downhill, too. I'm really shocked at him. You know what I mean? I used to love me some Kobe Bryant, but Kobe done went downhill too. And let's talk about this championship game. Let's talk about the game. Okay, people tight at the Heat, but let me tell you something. Dwayne Wade is a great ball player. And my man, LeBron James, let that man get that ring. You know why? Because he was like another Derrick Rose, another LeBron James. LeBron James and Jordan, all of these people had to hold a sucky-ass team and hold them up and be a one-man team because they had bad players on the team. You know what I'm saying? So So at least he got assistance on his team. Let that man get that one ring. Everybody else, you know what I'm saying, Jason Kidd, all these cats, they old geezers, man. They've been in the game for years. Let this young dude get his ring and let him just hold that real quick. You know what I'm saying? Now, I do feel sorry for my man Derrick Rose because he's a great ball player, but I can never put him on the level of Jordan, even though they say that he's on that level, but I can't put him on that level of Jordan. Nobody, you know what I'm saying? But he's a great player, and I felt sad for him. I thought, you know, maybe he could at least – they could have had went another round. But, you know, he got a whack team. He's the only one carrying the team. And he injured his ankle, like, you know what I'm saying, earlier, you know what I'm saying, in a game. So, I mean, shit, you know what I mean? It is what it is, man. I mean, what y'all think about the shit?
I mean, for me, Derrick Rose, he has a team around him that if anybody was going to win a championship in the next 3-4 years, it's going to be him because his team is not a bad team. They're just missing certain pieces, like an inside presence. Carlos Boozer plays when he wants to. When Carlos Boozer wants to have an attitude and go inside the lane like he is a big body, he'll do it and he dominates. But they need more support for Derrick Rose, and the bench is lacking. They're not deep enough.
They do.
They're not deep enough.
He's carrying that team by himself, though, folks.
No, I wouldn't say that. I can't go that far. I can't see Luol Deng doing what he does. I can't see Joakim Noah contributing like he does and say that he doesn't have a team around him. It's just, you know, the bench isn't deep enough, and they don't have an inside presence. They got a bunch of swingmen, so...
And my thing is with Dallas, I mean, they never won a championship, and I'm kind of a big fan of Dirk, you know, Dirk Nowitzki, and I wish him well. I really, you know, wouldn't mind seeing him win a ring. You know, the other side of it is, you know, it is time for LeBron to get a championship, you know, either this year or next year, and I think they will, you know, but it's, you know, neither one of them is my team, so I'm kind of like, up in the air with it, you know. I'm looking at it as a fan of the game, like the NBA. So I mean, it's a few of my favorite players in the finals right now on both teams. Like I like Jason Terry. The boy is a clutch player. You know what I'm saying? So for me to see him get a ring would be great. Like I'm a fan of the game. That's why I'm just enjoying the finals. Neither one of them is my team, but I'm enjoying the finals. They've been having some wild finishes, like towards the end of the game. Like this is what the finals is all about. Like
last night was awesome.
One of the best games. Last night was one of the best games that I've seen in a while. I don't care if it's playoffs, finals, or whatever. Like that was a great game last night. Like so, I mean, they working hard out there. They balling, but like it's gonna be who the best team is gonna win the finals, man. I'm telling you. Like so, Miami got a chance. I mean, they can't lose the next one. Miami
never
does have
six
a chance, but they cannot lose the next game, or it's over.
Can't.
You know?
They can't
lose in Miami. They're going
they
back
can't.
To Miami, so this is time for LeBron. He's been rusty in the fourth quarter of the last two games. I hope he shoot.
What did you say? He's been what?
He's been rusty in the fourth quarter.
He's been non-existent. Dog, 2 points
yeah,
in the fourth quarter.
Rusty,
you kidding me?
Rusty. Yeah,
dude,
no,
you're a
zero
two-time MVP
like,
and you get 2 points in the fourth quarter. Nigga, kill yourself.
Yeah, right. He has not been coming up clutching in the fourth quarter the last two games. That's kind
of disappointing. A lot of people have been saying LeBron's been choking a little bit under pressure.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people have been saying he's been choking. When he used to play, you know what I'm saying, with Cleveland and everything, you know what I'm saying, I didn't really see it because he was holding the team himself. But now I guess because he got support and other people, Wade. But I'm gonna tell you, Wade, woo, that dude is on fire. He's in there killing it, man. Wade is on fire.
I mean, it's the confidence factor, man. That applies to the great players and the mediocre players as well. If you get in your mind like, damn, I'm not gonna make that shot, you off. You already thinking you're not in the zone. You're somewhere else shooting that rock. You understand? And that's why. His shots have not been falling, man. It's confidence. Like, even passing the ball. He has not been shooting the ball. He's not been going to the hoop as strong. They double-teaming him, and, like, they're shutting him down. They're closing off all lanes. Like, they got that dude Chandler in there shutting that thing down. Like, that's real. That's ball. Like, I'm watching this game. Like, I studied the game.
They turning it. They making him perfect his jump shot right now. He's getting nothing when it comes to the lane.
He's getting nothing in the lane, y'all. They got that 7-footer, the Chandler, and they got the Nowitzki in there.
Nowitzki's off on defense, though. Come on now.
He's still a body.
That's true.
You know,
you're right.
Dirk been getting
people is going in right now. Yo, somebody put on Facebook, exclusively right now, put on Facebook, yo. They said missing LeBron James, 6'8", weight 270 pounds, eyes round, black hair. They said last seen in Dallas on June 9th, 2011, was supposed to meet his teammates in the fourth quarter, but never showed up. If you have any information, please contact us at Crybaby's hotline at 1-800. He done quit.
That's funny.
He done quit? Oh, my God.
That is funny. And the thing about LeBron, too, is that a lot of this is self-imposed because he set the bar that high for himself. He was the one, when he came to Miami, he said they would win 6, 7, 8 championships. You don't talk like that and you have a new dynamic, you know, in terms of your team game. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
They have to figure out who's going to defer to the other one every night. The one player I think fitting in the best with the whole scheme of things is Chris Bosh. Chris Bosh fit into his role extremely comfortably. It's an easy transition for him. When you got two players with the caliber of LeBron James and Dwayne Wade, you don't know who's going to be taking the last shot. And to me, Dwayne Wade is still the leader of that team. It shouldn't even be no debate.
Wow. That's true.
It shouldn't even be no debate. Dwayne Wade is the leader, period.
And I'm so surprised that, I mean, Dwayne is an excellent player. But I'm really surprised that LeBron allowed Dwayne to be that leader. You know what I mean?
Why?
Because
why,
LeBron, from him talking all that ish, I thought he was going to be the MVP. He was going to be the man with the plan.
No.
It looks like Dwayne Wade might be getting that joint.
No.
What's going on? See,
the thing is, LeBron do what he do because he's a naturally confident person. But he knew the second he stepped foot in South Beach that was Dwayne Wade's team. Everybody knows that. It's no question.
Yeah, it's crazy. But this is a serious game. We're still watching, you know what I'm saying? And we really, 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 you know what I'm saying? Who are you guys riding on? Who you want to win?
Mavs and Six, you already know. Dirk Diggler going to get him one, baby. He's ready to shoot, Jack. Shit.
Guru, who you riding for?
Nah, I mean, I haven't bet on the game, but if I was betting, I was going to say Miami because the last two games is in Miami, man, and they got to fight. They got to fight, and, you know, it's going back to Miami, so it's Miami, man.
The Jet going to hit the runway. Doug Diggler going to be doing what he do. J.J. Barea going to get in the lane and eat them boys alive. Let's go. Yes.
Wow. Shout out to the sports announcer.
I'm just saying. The Jet going to hit the runway, man. You see that three? Jeez. You see that three last night? It was nice.
Yeah, I saw it, and then he did the Jet. Yeah, he did. Yes, he did do the Jet.
Even though he said he wasn't going to do it until they won the title, but hey.
He did the Jet last night, so he's feeling it.
Other things that's going on in the news, I mean, even though we really don't talk about this dude like that, but your man Shorty Low signed to 50 Cent. I don't know why he did that. He signed to G-Unit, but I mean,
who
hey.
Who did he say?
Shorty Low signs to G-Unit.
Who is that?
Shorty Low.
Don't do that. I like Shorty Low, man.
God. Oh, my God. Mr. Irrelevant 2011. You shitting me? Really? G-Unit? Wow.
Come on, baby.
Look, I know your roster is depleted because everybody done left, but that don't mean get desperate. I mean, damn, really? God.
Hey, I think it's like this.
It's a business decision. I get it. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Because Shorty Low got pulled in the clubs out there in the ATL. Oh,
what?
And that's what, no shows, no money. Like, you know what I'm saying? You got to do shows to get money. So, like, you know, that's a good connect because moving through the South, like you said, it's a business decision. And you got to be able to pack clubs in that hold, like, 2,000 or 3,000 people to make money right now. Like, you can't make money doing, like, shows that only hold, like, 400 people. Like, nobody's going to eat. Like, so, I mean, I don't know what kind of music they're going to make, though, but, like,
They got a record out. They got a record out right now. It's him, Lloyd Banks, and 50. It's called Haters. It's an okay record, but still, a whole G Unit album of Shawty Low. I don't think my eardrums could stomach that. Like, seriously. I mean, I just threw up in my mouth a little bit. No disrespect.
Rick
Jeter
posted his mixtape, man. He got Bankhead Forever or something. You know what I'm saying? The mixtape's coming out. And I'm just like, wow, like Shorty Low, like, come on, man, Shorty Low.
Hey,
he wasn't
know.
Even
they
that
know.
Hot like that, though. He was like, what? How many
they
hits
know.
Did he make again?
They know.
Oh, God.
I don't
you know.
What, I don't
you know.
Know
what's
no.
crazy? You know what's crazy?
Know.
This kid, this fool, named
stop.
His named his record label after a group that had two hit records. Wow. D4L Records. Nice.
Shorty Low still got the ATL on Smash, though, man. We not even, I'm not really like really familiar with how much pull that, like, 50 have in the South right now. I really don't know. But that's gotta be his angle. Like, that's gotta be his angle. Like, I mean, they hear his music, but as far as him being able to bring the people in down there, like, that's probably why he put that piece of the puzzle with Shorty Low. Like, that's the only thing I can think of it. Like you just said, it's a business decision. Other than that, like, what does it all mean, man?
Well, I'm gonna say this. Shout out to my man DJ Screen, though. I'm just saying.
Yeah,
I'm
shout out to DJ Screen. I love him.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
my dude, too, man. Much love to him. He go hard in the paint. That dude right there got pulled in the South.
Yeah, he does.
He got pulled in the South.
He's that dude.
I don't know about your man Shorty Low, though.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a low. That's a low low.
Moving on. Jesus. No.
They know.
Shorty.
I don't know.
Oh, my God. Wow. I remember when I first heard the rumor and it just didn't feel right. Like, I had to research it for like 3 days just to make sure it was true because it was, Jesus. Okay.
So moving on, another topic, right, because, you know, we all love Tupacalypse. You already know what it is. Meek Mill's. Just joined, even though, okay, personally, I don't really feel like, you know what I'm saying, your boy Rick Ross should have had done the whole Tupac is back thing, you know what I'm saying, to me. But, you know, but that's just my personal thing. But Meek Mill's joins Tupac's 40th birthday celebration. Meek Mill's announced in his latest, he's going to perform at the celebration. Meek Mill's is featured on a single, Tupac is Back.
Mm-hmm.
Which was co-signed by Pac's mother, Afeni Shakur, and Meek Mill's is going to perform with Too Short, Bun B, 8-Ball, MJG, DJ Drama, Roy Aries, Eric Robinson, and Grammy Award singer Erykah Badu. So it's going to be crazy, you know what I'm saying? So the event is going to be a benefit event for Foundation of Arts. That Tupac has in Atlanta. It's a 40th celebration. It's going to be taking place June 16th at Atlanta's Symphony Hall in Atlanta, Georgia. So, yeah. Meek Mill is doing his thing out of Philly, though. Meek Mill is doing his thing out of Philly. I'm proud of him. He's working. He's doing some things. You know what I mean?
Man.
He's doing his thing. You know, a couple people like him. You know what I mean? So,
man.
I mean, yeah.
Shout out to MMG, them boys is moving, man. Jeez, Mass Pike, what it is, man. Them boys is moving, and Meek Mill's is mean now. Tupac back, everybody had a problem with that record. Me personally, I think it's a good song. I like it. I don't know. I'm just saying. I do. I like the record.
I'm just a Tupac fan, so I had a problem with it. But I do have a new song from Rick Ross that was sent over to me and stuff. I want to know what y'all think about it. It's called, it's called Shine Bright and stuff. So I think I got it in the arsenal. Let me check real quick and stuff. It's called Shine Bright. Yeah, Shine Bright. It's a new joint from Rick Ross. I want to know if it's hot or not. Let me know what you think, man. Holla at me. Shine Bright. Rick Ross.
Joe Young, what's up, nigga? What's up, nigga? Yeah. Club lit Sunday night, yeah, that's prime time. Woo. I see you haters watching from the sidelines. Kiss and tell with your, we call them highlights. Okay. Rosé, go and tell them how we shine bright. In the middle of the night, you still shine bright. Woo. In the middle of the night, you still shine bright. Woo. In the middle of the night, you still shine bright. Woo. Lamborghini doors up, fire mics. In the middle of the night, you still shine bright. Woo. In the middle of the night, you still shine bright. Woo. In the middle of the night, you still shine bright. Woo. Lamborghini doors up, fire mics. In the middle of the night, you still shine bright. Woo. Lamborghini doors up, fire mics. 24 karat Rolex, street merit. I'm in love with money, my women seem Paris. Bad bitches all bleeding in a red bottom. Squatted cheerleaders, but you know I red dot them. Pick them out, skip them out, just to trick them out. Pop a rubber band, purple rain, principals. Beverly Hills, chill at 70 mil. I love a Becky, but damn, check out Ebony Hill. I'm in the M6 with a slim chick. I'm a big boy, talking big business. In the middle of the night, you still shine bright. In the middle of the night, you still shine bright. In the middle of the night, you still shine bright. Lamborghini doors up, fire mics. In the middle of the night, you still shine bright. In the middle of the night, you still shine bright. In the middle of the night, you still shine bright. Lamborghini doors up, fire mics.
Mazzy converted coupe, then right, we shine bright. Miami skyline, boy, we love the limelight. Bad with me, I bet I fuck them all. She see the bright light shining, she love that Audemars. From Brazil, counting to half a meal. BBS don't trust, and them shits be real. Choppers in the ride, so don't play with me. Catch a homicide and head right back to Germany. Louis Loafers, that stay clean. S65, that's my new Mercedes. Dope boy dreams, ballin' like the 80s. Sticking to the motto, nigga, fuck you, pay me.
In the middle of the night, you still shine bright. In the middle of the night, you still shine bright. In the middle of the night, you still shine bright. Lamborghini doors up, fire mics. In the middle of the night, you still shine bright. In the middle of the night, you still shine bright. In the middle of the night, you still shine bright. Lamborghini doors up, fire mics. Big business.
That's Ricky Rose right there, Rick Ross, you know what I'm saying, in the building, you know what I'm saying, and I want to know what y'all think about that, man. Shine Bright, is it hot or not, lukewarm, is that what you're feeling? I don't know. I heard Shine Bright a little bit too many times. I don't know what you're thinking about it. Gurus, folks, hot or not, lukewarm.
I mean, for me, it's lukewarm. Based on the music that I'm hearing from Rose right now, I'll let this one go because he got better records right now. Right now, the dude is everything he's touching is hitting. So I'll give this one a pass and say it's lukewarm simply because he's putting out quality records right now, period. So,
Bull, what you think about that?
I actually like the beat, you know, and I mean, like Spoke said, Ross is actually, you know, putting out some good music, you know. But once I start hearing the same type of shit in the tracks, I get kind of, you know, I get kind of jaded and shit. Like, so I really want him to stay creative. You know, he does you know, sound good when he does collabs. So, I mean, you know, that's when he feels he needs to step his game up as well. You got to understand the mentality of some of these artists, man. They, you know, they stick to the formula, but sometimes you got to, you know, you at a certain point, you're going to have to come up out of that shit. You know what I'm saying? We all know that you're balling. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, you know, I want to hear him get that flavor with them concepts, man. Like, I need him to get back to that shit, because that's where he was. That's where he caught my attention off the first joint, the first album. You know what I'm saying? I was listening to the first album, and he had some great production. So once he has good production, like he's in his zone.
I don't know.
I'm gonna give it a Lukey now. It's not something I say, you know, it's like, wow, man, Shine Bright. Okay, now I'm thinking Shine Bright, but like, oh, here we go with another one. So, like, you know, it's Lukey right now. That's Lukey.
I don't like the song.
That's funny. You was waiting to say that. She like, watch when they stop talking.
Yeah, right? She couldn't wait
to get that out. She's like, I don't like it. Yeah. But nah, like I say, man,
Sound Bright like too many damn times. I was like, man, oh god, I can't do this.
Like I said, it's not the best record that I ever heard from Roswell. Like I said, because of what he's doing right now, I get this from the past. I let it go. You know what I'm saying? It's cool.
It's cool. Even though, you know, I still love y'all Maybach music because y'all show me love, but I don't like that song. But yeah.
I'm looking for more concepts to make these guys, you know, that they got to go to the drawing board, man. Concepts, man. You know,
on the sidebar, me and 66world.com, we're working on something with Maybach Music. So, Lush, I'm gonna keep you posted, but we might be making a move. But I'll let you know.
Okay, if you're making a move, just hit me up. You already know I'm down for whatever. Let's do it, baby. Let's do it.
Mm-hmm.
We got Buzzy live in the building, Boston. What up, though?
What's good? What it do? Salute to everybody that's on the line, to the listeners, man. What it's going? What's good? I hear that Luke
Warm.
What
up, Buzzy?
I'm saying, was that lukewarm or you was feeling that, son?
Yo, to be honest, I came in when it was, like, looping out. So, I mean, but I hear everybody going with the lukewarm, you know, so
You just vibe with the lukewarm, son. You vibe with the lukewarm.
Where y'all get that lukewarm from? Like, where y'all get that at?
Got that from
all
you,
all
boy.
All I gotta say, the lukewarm officially came from your man, Bugsy. He created that word, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, all copyrights lead to Mr. Bugsy.
Hey, you gotta give niggas that bypass. You know, that's like that little nigga that come on the block. Like, you know, he get a bypass today, nigga. He get that lukewarm bypass. He come through.
And that's what it exactly.
He get that lukewarm bypass. Oh, shit.
That sounds disgusting.
That's
I don't know
crazy.
Why.
Oh, my God, man. How are you staying cool in this weather, Buzzy, over there in Boston?
Oh, man, I'm riding dirty, man. I don't know if y'all seen it, but your boy tried to go take care of his L's, man, and that little case I just got over, that probation, man, they still got my license suspended for another couple of months, so I'm riding dirty to beat this heat.
Yeah, man. I don't know about y'all, but I'm sweating like a Mohican out here, yo.
Mohican, you know,
chocolate milk, we can't be out here.
I'm over here like back in the day, like he was in the project, son, with the fan in the window, son, going the hot air. Yeah, I'm saying it right now. I'm just borrowed naked right now. I'm just laying here, son, doing a radio show, son.
Where you at?
That is an interesting concept.
Wow. I had to go hard in the paint, man. Okay. Hey, you got to do what you got to do, man. Y'all remember when it was back in the day in the projects, you know what I'm saying, and you had to put the fan in the window.
Who said it was back in the day for me? I'm still there. We're talking about...
I got two fans in each window.
What you mean back in the day? You mean yesterday?
You mean right now, nigga.
Exactly. Shit.
Oh, shit. Oh, my God, man. We live in the building. Yeah. Stay tuned to Lush Radio Online, man. We're playing hot music. A new song is called Dream Big. And we got that song that was sent in to us by Guru. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to play that joint, Dream Big, featuring DJ Cole. So this is for the Hot or Not, man. Hot or Not or Lukewarm right here. Dream Big. Let's go.
Don't let them see your dream. We all got a purpose on this earth, so it seems. If you feel worthless, no one's perfect, and I mean, there ain't a soul living that is thoroughly clean. One thing's for sure, two that's for certain. Never pass judgment, stay humble, keep working. Cheers to the victor, toast to the struggle. Pain I went through, got your boy still hurting. I stayed on my hustle, I see success lurking. Never could I picture my plan not working. Cause I'ma go hard until they close my curtains. It's a full-time job just to stay above the surface. Lions and tigers are part of the circus. It's a jungle out here, dreams turn to deferment. Stay on your grind, I ain't trying to preach a sermon. Just no respect comes to those that have earned it. Now dream big.
Like it's trying to trace the air. A few misled niggas assuming that they some heirs, but we here to take it back. Like when Jordan said, air. Doobies in the ashtray, OG Reaper. The higher I get, my thoughts get deeper. Can't let them sleep ya, that shit is six feature. I spit flu verses, you call them some six features. Facetious how these niggas left speechless. Cause I feel the spirit, hear the gospel from these two street preachers. The block with a C, no sweet tea in us. If it's on, then it's war, no trick tea in us. Damn, we do it big like some three-peat winners. Cause what we spit is colder than a no-heat winner. If a dream is kin to death, now I'ma have to get it passed. Cause I'm flirting with the reaper like she got a fat ass. I'm dreaming.
Man, I like the message. The beat was, you know, the beat was good. You know, I just think, you know, that people should go ahead and download that album they got out because they're going to see how much they bring in concepts and trying to bring hip-hop back to the game, you know, trying to keep things fresh, man, instead of the same old that you're hearing. So you got to give them I'm giving them an A for effort. And I think, you know, I think the message was good. It's something that you could play at the cookout, play at the jam. You know, change your pace, you know, from the regular schmegular. So shout out to Block Cartel. You can find them at BLOCKARTEL.com and the same Twitter, BLOCKARTEL on Twitter. So, you know, hit them up, man. Those are my guys. Those are my guys.
Your guys.
You want your guy, take your guy.
Spokes, what you think about that song? How did Not a Lukewarm?
I mean, it's lukewarm to me, you know what I mean? I agree with him in the sense that, you know, I like the message and, you know, what he was saying and everything else, you know what I mean? But me personally, I'm a fan of the ignorant music, the dumber the better, you know what I'm saying? I'm the fan of music who is highly intellectual and, you know, I can do it with the best of them, but some days I don't want to, and today's one of them days. Give me some Gucci Man or something. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm on my ignorant shit today.
Gucci Man.
But no, I respect the record and the message, though. I'm going to agree with him, lukewarm. So.
You want to hear some show? But shout it.
Exactly. Today's just one of them days. Like, I don't want to be intelligent today. I don't want to be thoughtful.
Oh, my God.
Dumb as possible.
Bugsy, how to not a lukewarm fan?
I'm actually have to go with the hot, man. You know, just like Guru said, you know, it's something different than what you're hearing, you know, everybody getting on today. And I'm actually a fan of, you know, music that I can play around my grandmother and my aunts and them, you know what I mean? Because they're not too fond of that, you know, bust a cap and lay a nigga down. So, you know, I mean, I get at it, you know, a hot just because I can play that around my grandmama and them, and they won't even look at me funny.
Yeah, that's what it is, man. You know what I'm saying? I think it's all right. They got a good message. I think it's lukewarm. It's all right. You know what I'm saying? It's all right. But I think we might got our dude in the arsenal because tonight, you know, we got an interview. Don't forget, we got an interview with Tez McClain. He's an artist doing his thing out of the ATL area, man, and he's doing his thing, and he's done a lot of stuff with a lot of, you know, big producers in the game. So... you know, we got some music for him and everything, but, you know, we're going to bring him on the line, you know what I'm saying? He's going to be live in the building with us. I think he's on the line with us right now. Do we got Tez in the building with us? We got Tez in the building with us? Hello? Okay, all right.
Maybe not.
Maybe we don't have him right now. False alarm.
I'll get these messages. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back with this scheduled program.
I was ignorant nigga and be like, yeah, I'm here.
I was still waiting on that. I'm like, okay, anytime now, my friend. Really, sir?
Well, we got a song from Tez McClain called My Life, so I'm going to let y'all play it so y'all can get a little feel of him real quick. And we're going to come right back, and hopefully we should have him on the line real quick, all right? Let's go.
Tez McClain, brand name, uh-huh. My life is all I have, my rhymes, my pen, my pad,
uh-huh.
And I done made it through the struggle, don't judge me. What you say now won't budge me. This where I come from so often. People you grew up with are laying in a coffin. But I done made it through the pain and strife. It's my
look.
Time now, my world, my life.
Okay, heart full of pride, eyes full of fire,
two
toes on the ground and keep my head to the sky. Brain full of stress, so don't ask me why I smoke. Didn't know where to go in a rhyme book full of hope. Different hustles, but quite same. Punch the clock, playing cane, bigger guap, make bitches bop. Cash change things, still trying to maintain. Though the clouds rain, maintain lanes with the flame. Hoping it'll bring fame. Look, okay, my grind, know it's so relentless. Nigga, you inconsistent, that's why they see my vision. My future, I predicted. Knew that it was written on a highway of life. I'm gonna push it to the limit. You see that black on black, I'm getting blended in it. I seen Jordan shoeboxes, straight hundreds in them. There's no days off, I got a son now. Can't do this shit for free, it's all about the funds now. I'm a claim.
My life is all I have. My rhymes, my pen, my hand. And I done made it through the struggle, don't judge me. What you say now won't budge me. Cause where I come from, so often.
Okay, I'm heavy in the weeds, my outfit's clean, but my emotions on my sleeve. I let my pen bleed on the composition, composed composition. Hey, this that heroin flow. And many niggas been addicted down in the A where I don't get radio play. Cause my jeans ain't tight and I don't dance across the stage. But hey, a nigga really can't complain. Cause when the bullshit blows over, the real shall remain. Fans turn to critics, gimmicks to place lyrics. I spit it, but they don't listen, they fear it, cause they don't get it. I'm high off the life, drunk off the spirit. Street car named Desire, it's kinda hard to steer it. You motherfuckers busters. CB4 Augustos and your CEOs are trusted. And pay attention, sucker. And matter of fact, catch up, the Camaro color is mustard.
My life is all I have. My rhymes, my pen, my pad. And I done made it through the struggle, don't judge me. What they say now won't budge me. That's where I come from so often. People you grew up with are laying in a coffin. But I done made it through the pain and strife. My time now, my world, my life. My life, my life is all I have. My rhymes, my pen, my pad. And I done made it through the struggle, don't judge me. What you say now won't budge me. Cause where I come from so often, people you grew up with are laying in a coffin. But I done made it through the pain and strife. My time now, my
ow. The girl that she just live in the building, you just heard Tez McLean, a.k.a. Cortez McLean, you know what I'm saying? I always wanted to name a son that, Cortez, if I ever had a son. But anyway, that's off the record. But anyway, that was a hot song. It was definitely telling a message, and I think everybody can relate to it. But I want to know what everybody else thinks, and hopefully we'll have Cortez live in the building with us in a few seconds. And if you don't know, he had his song featured on MTV Sucker Free Sundays, and you know sometimes it's hard to even get on there. And he also worked with the likes of producers as DTP's own Shaka Zulu. You know how famous he is. LT Mo, Music Maestro, and Focus, and many more. So, you know what I'm saying? We live in the building, Lush Radio. And I'm about to go over here and see if we got him on the line. But, Google, what you thought about that song, fam?
It was all right. His vocals was all right, man. You know, you can't go wrong with having Pharoah Monch on that hook. Because, you know, Pharoah Monch is like a legend, man. Like, his voice is, like, phenomenal. So, I mean, you know, I think he chose a great track. And once you could deliver on a great track and have somebody like that backing you up, you know, you can't go wrong. Industry beat, you know, whatever. I ain't mad. I'm hot. I'm just so hot. Definitely.
That's what's up. That's what's up. And how you feel about that, Spokes? You like that joint, Spokes?
I love that record, man. No matter what he does for the rest of his life, he'll always be on. I'll always be a fan of his for that record. If no other record that he ever does, I'll like. I love that record, so, you know.
Wow.
Oh.
Wow.
Tell the ESPN, because
wow.
I remember when that record was on, what's the name? So, yeah.
Wow. Buzzy, what you think about that record?
Oh, man, he gets the double hot for me, man. He gets the hot for the beat, and he gets the hot for the delivery, man, because, you know, everybody know, man, when that came out, everybody was on it singing, my life is all right, you know, so
exactly.
He gets double hot for me.
I love that record.
Definitely, man. So I want to see if we got Tez live in the building with us, man. We got a caller from the 818-414. What it do, baby? 818-414, what it do, baby? All right, stay on the line with us. We got a caller from the 818-710, what it do, baby?
Lush.
818-710, what it do, baby?
Yo, Lush.
Yeah, what's poppin'?
Hey, I got Tez on the phone. I'm trying to lock him in right now. Give us 2 seconds. We trying to conference him in.
You trying to conference him right now?
Yeah, we conferencing
okay.
In. He's on the other line. Just hold on 1 second.
Okay, all right. Everybody bear with me right now. We got Tez conferencing in right now. We got a caller from the 443. You're live in the building with us. What's popping? Were you able to hear the song? Was it hot or not for you? 443, what it do, baby? I guess it was just listening. Okay, all right now. Let's see if we got Tez live in the building with us. And stuff.
What up?
Are you in the building with us?
Can you hear me?
We can hear you. What's popping with you, Cortez, man? What's popping with you, fam? What's popping, Tez?
Oh, man, I'm just chilling, man. I'm supposed to be out in La La Land right now, but, you know, due to difficulties, I'll be there in the a.m., you know what I'm saying? But I'm just appreciating the love I'm receiving. I heard the record, you know what I'm saying? I covered the My Life joint, the old school style C record, you know what I'm saying? So I'm chilling. I'm cool. I'm cooling.
Everybody was giving you crazy props off of that song, man. Everybody was they loved your delivery, man. That joint gets hot right there. Like that's some real music right there. We was loving that right there, fam.
Well, I appreciate that. That's all I'm trying to do, just provide, you know what I'm saying, some good music right now in the state of turmoil we in, you know what I'm saying? This is good shit excuse my language, it's good music out there. I'm just trying to add to it, you know what I mean?
Definitely, man. We gotta show you some Lush Radio love real quick, man.
What? The sound effect.
Hold your applause. I appreciate it. Hold your applause.
When I was doing my show, I would have had to do that myself. I ain't had sound effects. You on.
Oh, man. It's love. I appreciate it, though. What's good with y'all, though, man?
Chillin', man.
Ain't nothing much. We got Guru from Jersey live in the building. My other co-host live in the building with us. We got Bugsy live in the building from Boston, and we got Spokes in the DMV, man, and they rocking out with us and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then DMV, what up? Boston, what up?
You already know, man. We in this piece. You know what I'm saying?
So, talk to us, man. You know, what inspired you to get into the music industry, and what inspired you to do that old school joint right there, fam?
Oh, man. See, first to answer the first question, get into the music thing, I've been writing rhymes since I was probably like in third grade or something like that. So, but I took it serious around the time I got to college or whatever, like around, you know, my sophomore year in college or whatever, you know, started putting together little CDs for the people on campus and whatnot. And, you know, the feedback I got was pretty cool considering I went to college and everybody from school that was different parts of the country. So they was there, they was loving the music. So I was like, okay, I can do this. You know, as far as covering the old style C record, it was always been a favorite of mine. So I had some personal lines, whatever, I just had in my head one day. So I just played the track and then whatever came out, what you just heard, you know what I mean? You know.
Definitely. And, you know, another thing I got to applaud you on, Mr. McClain, is the fact that, you know, you are a college grad, you know, from a well-renowned school, Clark Atlanta University, man. That's some serious stuff right there, fam.
Oh, appreciate it. I appreciate it. You know, just, I was doing the music before I went to school, but after high school, you know, I just went to college and see. I didn't have the finances to go anywhere else. So I went to school, you know, on, you know, a couple of loans or whatnot, and everybody else came to see me on campus. So I met different people from part of the country and, you know, got friends that way, whatever. But I love college. It was a great experience. You know, I encourage everyone to go, you know what I mean? It was dope. I appreciate it. It was a good moment of my life, you know?
We definitely commend, you know, people that have been to college and stuff, because it's not easy. Just like the streets ain't easy. College ain't easy either. And for you you know, I definitely, you know, commend you and stuff, especially as much as school loans are this day and age, you know what I'm saying? It's crazy. But, you know, also, Len, talk to us about, you know, you've been doing a lot of things. You've been working with DTP's own Shaka Zulu, Music Maestro, a lot of big names in the industry. How did that come to pass?
I worked with a few producers, you know, that reside in Atlanta. Like Maestro, he's a cat that produced on Lil Wayne's last hip-hop album, The Carter Three. He produced the first track. He produced the Katy Perry album on Katy Perry's last album. He's a good dude. I did a track with him called Get Yours. He's on my first mixtape, What You Thinking, Volume 1, hosted by Cannon, John Cannon. As far as Shaka Zulu concerned, Shaka, he's a associate of mine. I met with him at his office a little while back or whatnot, and play some music for him, perform for him and everything, you know, we just vibe the whatnot. So when we I get favors from him or whatever, I go holler at him. I see him the other night actually in the club or whatnot, you know what I'm saying? So it feels good to get respected by a music mogul, I guess, you know, responsible for Ludacris' career. You know what I mean? But other than that, I work with Focus from Aftermath. That's actually a good friend of mine, and a few other producers, up and comers and other names. LT Mo, producer G Unit, you know, a few other guys, you know. So I'm just I'm just earning my rounds, man, earning my stripes like anybody else, you know what I mean?
That's what's up. I'm going to go ahead and throw it to my co-host, Guru, over there in Jersey. Guru, you got some questions for Taz McClain?
Yeah, I do, man. You know, just actually just trying to see if he got a Twitter, he can throw that info out there. And, you know, you can probably tell us, like, what's next and how's, like, shows. Like, you know, if you got shows coming up, man, we want to know about it, man. So you can put your Twitter out there first and let us know about the shows and some of the producers you're working with. Oh, yeah, no doubt. Twitter information, twitter.com/ Tez McClain. That's TEZMCCLAIN. TEZMCCLAIN. On there, you know, I may tweet what's coming up. I might tweet or put a song out there or a video out there or a show date. The next tour I'm hopping on, we don't have a date in order just yet or whatnot, but the next project I'm putting out will be The Graduate Volume 2 of Wishful Thinking, hosted by Cannon as well. That's what that song you just played will be featured on as well. You can go to my YouTube channel as well. That's Tez McClain, TEZMCCLAIN. I got a few videos on there, a couple other things on there as well, just to get more of an intimate encounter with me, just to see how, you know, get a visual or whatnot, see how I interact, whatever, you know what I mean? Yeah. Facebook as well, Tez McClain, too.
I'm about to put a tweet out there for you right now. It's up there right now, so follow me back. It's Future Guru 100. You already know I'm in the building, man. I'm in the building
all
the time.
Oh, yeah. I got you. As soon as we hang up the car, I'm going to hop on the phone and follow you back. Shoot you a shout-out. You know what I'm saying?
No doubt.
Much
we back at you, man. We're going to show you that support, man. That's how we do it over here.
Oh, same
definitely,
way here.
Definitely follow us back on Lush Radio Online. I'm going to throw it over to my man Spokes over there. Got a question for Tez McClain?
Yeah. Really, just did you know that in the beginning when it all started that it was going to be the way it is now? Like, was it difficult for you to begin to make some headway?
It was difficult to a certain degree because of the brand of hip-hop I was making being in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of people, I came up during the era of the early 2000s, like 03, 04, 2002, and after that, basically, we're talking about Lil Jon, Ying Yang Twins. So with rappers like T.I., when he came out lyrically, a Southern MC and Ludacris, that was kind of, it was more inspiring. But for a guy with no type of machine behind him to just get heard and these open mics and stuff, it was kind of difficult or whatnot. But I'm going to be honest with you. I always remain positive and just envision how things will ultimately be. And we're still working. You know what I'm saying? So I believe that's the case with anything in life. If you can visualize it, you can achieve it. You know what I mean? So that's, to answer your question, I figured we would get to where we're headed to, and we're just working, just in the office, basically.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
following
I mean?
You now, by the way.
Okay.
Proud to follow you, so, yeah.
Okay, I got you, too. Appreciate that, brother.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. Also, another thing I wanted to ask you, Tez McClain, another question I want to ask you, Mr. McClain, is that do you feel like in the direction of the turmoil that's going on with the hip-hop situation right now, do you feel like that everybody is conforming to do pop music? Do you feel yourself having to do that also, or do you feel like the rebirth of hip-hop is coming back soon? What's your take on it?
I believe there's an audience for everything. I'm actually a fan of some of the hip-hop, if you want, you know, want to call it or whatever. But I'm raised in the 90s, and I love that boom-bap sound. You know what I'm saying? I love that. So I got to have that soul in there, you know what I mean? But I think a lot of the new cats is coming out, like the J. Cole's, the Drake's, and the Big Sean's, and the Big Crit's, Meek Mill's. All these guys are bringing back more so of a lyrical essence of hip-hop music, and they're just making it a lot easier for guys like myself, you know what I mean? Also, like the dude Dom Kennedy out in the West Coast and Kendrick Lamar as well, you know, they're making it a lot easier for guys of our caliber to, you know, break back in with, you know, with some substance or whatever, with that soulful sound or whatnot. But I support a lot of the pop sounding. If it feels good, it feels good. There's a time for everything, you know what I mean? So, but all in all,
I'm more so a fan of the soulful, the original sound of hip hop. You know what I mean?
Definitely. Okay. We got some callers on the line. We got a caller from 216. That looks like Ohio. Ohio, what it do, baby? Is this Wild Out Loud? What's possible?
Yo, what's up? Live and direct from Cleveland, Ohio. It's Black Cartel, recording in the Beat Games. What up?
Yo, what's up? Beat Games here, Black Cartel. What up?
Just calling in to show some love. Shouts out to Guru and Lushy Lush. I appreciate y'all showing us love.
That's what's up, man. Real quick, I don't know if you were able to listen to the interview, but we have Terrence McClain live in the building. He's doing real things, built the big things in the industry. You got any questions for him since he's live on the line right now with us?
Oh, no. I mean, I don't really have no questions. I just want to tell him to keep doing what he's doing. I'm feeling his music, you know what I'm saying? Black Cartel definitely got love for you.
I appreciate that. Same here, bro. Same here, bro.
Oh, definitely, man. We got to support each other, you know, so definitely, you know, want to show love, man. Like you said, keep doing your thing, man, keep grinding. Yeah, Cleveland in the building. I love the Midwest sound, you know what I'm saying. My good producer, El Timo from Cleveland, Ohio, they got that funk, that sound, you know what I'm saying. They don't get a lot of credit for a lot of stuff, but Cleveland got it, you know what I'm saying. Keep doing y'all thing too. Oh yeah, yeah, we definitely cool with El Timo, man. Big shout out to El Timo. That's my man.
You're already. Yeah, definitely.
And another thing I wanted to say was if you're listening to us right now we have Tez McClain live in the building. Great artist, definitely bringing a new fresh breath air to the music industry, you know what I mean? And you know, I definitely want you guys to support him. Tez McClain on Twitter, follow him and support him in everything that he got going on. And make sure you log on to www.lushradioonline.com, call in at 347-826-7722. And I know you're over there in Cali right now, Tez. You flew over there and stuff. So what's the weather looking like over there? Because it's blazing out here on the East Coast, fam.
Actually, I was supposed to touch down in Cali earlier today, but my flight not leaving until the a.m., so I won't be in
Cali.
Are
you serious?
Yeah, I'm in Atlanta right now. It's like it was 102 today. So let me tell you, it's hot. It's crazy. So I'm ready to land in LAX. You know what I'm saying? Get some of that nice breeze. You know what I mean? Head down to Roscoe's. You know what I mean?
Roscoe's chicken and waffles. We just had this little 12 year old rap star. His name is Young Vicious. He was just telling us about Roscoe's chicken and waffles and stuff. I was like, how you like the combination? He said it's good, but he said it's nasty if you put the syrup on the chicken and stuff. I don't know. I never ate it before.
I get the same thing every time I go. Macaroni and cheese, chicken, you know what I'm saying, and a waffle or whatever. So it's all good, you know. I don't know. I'll be out there on Gower in tomorrow sometime. What up, D-Train?
Wow. That's what it is. If you had any kind of advice to give some of these youth that are trying to come up in the industry, what kind of advice would you give them?
Study your history, because, you know, cats is born 90 and up. Probably don't get, you know, they probably wasn't conscious enough to experience the 90s, you know, even before that, whatever. So study the history of it. Study the business of it. Make sure that's what you want to do. Love it first. You know what I'm saying? And if you love it, you know what it is you want to do. Can't nobody tell you anything. Can't nobody tell you nothing. You know what I mean? I'm all about chasing your dreams. I'm all for that. You only got one life. You know what I'm saying? So just know what you're getting yourself into. Just know the history of it and have a genuine love for it. Don't do it for a simple check. You know what I mean? Because then it becomes a job. It's supposed to be a career. You know, supposed to love it.
Definitely. And the other thing, is there any other things we need to look out for, music videos and things like that? You talked about shows and stuff. Is there any music videos or anything that we need to look out for also, like YouTube's and, on YouTube channel, anything like that?
For sure. On the YouTube channel, which is Tez McClain, TEZMCCLAIN. You got some few joints on there right now. My biggest joint is entitled Jordans in a Gold Chain. That record right there, produced by LT Mo, is getting a lot of pull right now on the internet. You know what I'm saying? It was featured in Slam Magazine online. It was featured in XXL. You know, got a lot of views and everything. Check that out on my YouTube.
along my other videos. As far as music is concerned, the next project, I don't have an official date for it yet, but it's Volume 2 of Wishful Thinking. It's entitled The Graduate. That'll be dropping sometime at the end of this summer. I got some videos coming for that real soon, so stay tuned for World Star. I'll be dropping videos to lead up to the project. And other than that, I'll be in a city near you. Just stay posted via Twitter. You'll know where I'm coming through to rock the crowd
or
whatever.
That's what it is.
You know what I'm saying?
That's what it is. I made this Lethal Lip, so if you need a video vixen for your video, man, holla at me, man. Lethal doing machine video, music videos and all that, man. Holla at me. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
well, we got to make up. Seriously.
Well, I'll give you a call in a minute. You come through real quick. You good.
For real, man. So I'm always in Atlanta back and forth. We always traveling all around. So hopefully we'll link up and be able to check you out in a few and see everything that you got going on. So we'll check you out in a few. So the other thing, you know, we're getting towards the end of the show. And the thing that we usually talk about is get the fuck out of here. You know what I'm saying? We tell some people that we're mad at, something went wrong today, something went wrong this week, or you just want to put somebody on blast, you know what I'm saying, because, you know, they just did something wrong. So it's called Get the F Out of Here Fridays. So since you are our guest tonight, you know what I'm saying, something might be pissing you off today, and you might want to tell somebody out there, get the F out of here. So go ahead and vent. Go ahead, Tez. Let it go.
Oh, man, yeah. I really don't. I'm going to be honest with you. Personally, I ain't got no problem with nobody. But there's a few things going on that I do need to get the fuck out of here. You know what I'm saying? That we all witness whatever. You know, I disagree with all the ignorance that's being put out, you know, a lot of these websites. I don't want to say the site name, but, you know, you click on a video, you got kids getting hit in the head with crowbars and things of that nature. And, you know, and a lot of nonsense on popular websites and whatnot. I'm just saying get the hell out of here, all the ignorance, you know what I'm saying? Put some more positive things up there. You got people with good music with videos on these websites, you know what I'm saying? And I'm pretty sure they're putting this nonsense on there for free, you know what I'm saying? I don't agree with that. Y'all can get the hell out of here with that. Other than that, I'm good. I'm chilling. I'm going to Roscoe's
tomorrow.
That's
what it is. That's what it is, man. That's what it is. Go ahead and get them, son. Get them, son. You got to get them. Get them, Goo. Where you at?
Yo, I'm right here. My getting the fuck out of here is for anybody that's out there hating, man. If you hating, man, if you envy somebody, you know, envy breeds hate, man. I read that somewhere on Twitter. Somebody put that out there, and I really agree with it, man. If you're not here to elevate, to uplift somebody, help the next man get on, you know, as well as help yourself, you know, get the fuck out of here, man. This ain't no time for hating, man. You waste more time hating, man. I'd rather be positive, keep positive people in my circle, man. You already know. So shout out to everybody that's supporting the movement, man. If you ain't supporting the movement, man, fuck out of here. You are winning.
Right.
Jersey in the building.
It's your girl, Lushy Lush, man, and if you know what I'm saying, if you ain't doing positive things or staying productive in your life every day and you keep on blaming somebody else for your failures and not taking responsibility for your actions, you need to get the F out of here, man. And on top of that, man, you know what I'm saying, a lot of y'all cats got all this big money talking about, oh, y'all got all this guap, but you ain't paying your royalty rights, man. Get the fuck out of here, man. For real. Seriously. You know what I'm saying? Pay your royalty rights, man. Come on, man. But I ain't dropping no names, though. But, you know, it is what it is, man. Let's get it together. Let's get our mind right. You know what I'm saying? I ain't knocking Pop, but this is Pop Hop Nation. And, you know what I mean? Don't argue with me and tell me that, I'm not going to reform myself and do a pop song and this, that, and the third. But, son, you just put out a pop song. You lying. Get the fuck out of here. You know what I'm saying? Lush Radio Online. We ain't playing no games. Giving you the real. You know what I'm saying? Watch the finals tonight. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully my man LeBron start choking and man up. Dwayne Wade, you on fire, baby? We in the building. Lush Radio Online. We ain't playing no games. We out of here. And I just want to say, Tez, I support you. I love you. I want you to continue to do what you're doing. And, you know what I'm saying, hopefully that flight, you know, turns out the way you want to. And salute to you, man, and keep doing what you do. Don't stop, man, for real. You got
respect, respect. Salute to you, too. Much love. We're going to stop.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's Lush Radio Online. We about to roll out in a second real quick. So we're going to go ahead and rock this song real quick. Tez McLean again, My Life, and we're going to be out. Lush Radio Online. Peace. Later.
Tez McLean. Brand name. Uh-huh.
My life is all I have. My rhymes, my pen, my pad. And I done made it through the struggle, don't judge me. What you say now won't budge me. That's where I come from so often. People you grew up with are laying in a coffin. But I done made it through the pain and strife. It's my time now, my world, my life.
Okay, heart full of pride, eyes full of fire. Two toes on the ground and keep my...